Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris. We're coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and we're joined by a special guest, a star in Sunday's victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. It's running back Matt Asiata with three touchdowns on Sunday. Matt, how you doing?
I'm feeling good.
Do you understand how many people's fantasy, like playoff fantasy football matchups you may have ruined on Sunday?
I don't. I don't really keep up with fantasy points, but I guess I made some people happy.
Here's what happened. People are in the playoffs in fantasy football right now, and they were supposed to go against Adrian Peterson, and Adrian didn't play, okay? So their opponent didn't know what to do, went to the waiver wire, didn't see you on the waiver wire, so they didn't pick you up. And so you have a lot of guys play fantasy football out there, guys and gals, who won a playoff game because of you. So how does that make you feel?
I guess special.
Okay. Makes you feel better, though, that you helped us beat the Eagles. And, you know, we come into the game as heavy underdogs. We come into the game banged up, right? And guys such as yourself, guys such as Sean Prater, guys such as Marcus Sherrills come in there and have big games. What do you think allowed you guys to do that?
Just coming in there like the starters are playing, having the same mentality, you know, as if Adrian or Toby was playing, and just when your number's called, you just do your best out there.
Was that your mentality throughout the week of practice? Because it was publicly, at least, not known if Adrian would play, if Toby would play. So you, the whole week of practice, you start really practicing Wednesday, go through Thursday and Friday and Saturday with the walkthrough. You just have to practice with the mentality that there's no question that I'm going to be playing in this game, right?
Yeah, just keeping the same mentality. Being supportive with Adrian and Toby, and just seeing how they feel during the week, and it's just hope for the best, and you know, just like I said, when my number is called, you know, just go out there and just showcase the talent that I have.
Do you ever have a three touchdown game in your career, high school or college or anything?
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, high school. Utah, I had a lot of carries, but it feels good, you know, feeling that pain again, you know, after a game. Feels good.
Walk around the facility a little bit sore, right?
Yeah. Trying to get that soreness out, you know, during lifting with Toby. But, yeah, it feels good.
You and Toby are pretty close friends, it seems like. You guys hang around the facility a lot, lift together, whatever. You and him have kind of developed a close relationship.
Yeah, we are. We got pretty close this year. And, bigs up to him. He showed me a lot of ropes around here. And, I can't thank him enough.
Except today, Toby's a little bit mad at you, right? Because you stole three touchdowns from him. So he's mad. Are you guys in a fight today?
No. We're not going to fight. We just, keep smiles on our face and, you know, keep pushing and, you know, hope for the best.
Our offensive line, we played with a backup at right guard. Joe Berger started at right guard because Brandon Fusco didn't play. Yeah. But the offensive line obviously was playing well, especially when we got down to the goal line, got a good push for you to help you get into the end zone.
Yeah, it was really clutch, you know, the O-line and, you know, Jordan Felton just opening the gaps for me and, you know, just, you know, scoring those three touchdowns and, you know, can't thank him enough.
Yeah. You know, these wins, we can't make the playoffs. But winning at the end of the season, what does that do for a team, for the locker room, building momentum to the future? Do you believe in that, building that culture of winning late in the season here?
Yeah, I do. You know, with the starters, banged up, having, you know, new players step up and, you know, just giving the coaches a chance to see them, you know, perform on Sundays and just making the most out of it.
Talk a little bit about how your career started with the Vikings and what got you to this point. Walk us through. You know, you remember your first practice here or the offseason program here as you came in as an undrafted rookie?
Yeah, free agent, got called, came out here to work out. First year, I was practice squad for the first week, got released, went back home. Didn't give up. You know, I worked at a warehouse, delivery, but kept training, got a call back the next year. And, made the most out of it and, you know, just, you know, unfortunately made the team and truly blessed about it.
Yeah. So you come off of a three-touchdown game and you don't know what your role is going to be next week. It depends on the health of Adrian and Toby. But so now how do you handle that this week?
Just the same. I really don't, you know, AP, he's a beast. You know, yeah. Toby, you know, filled in his shoes, you know, when AP was down. Just being there for those guys and just, you know, supporting them and just play that role.
early in the week, though, even after the start, after the game last night, you got a bunch of interviews to do, right? Now all of a sudden people want to talk to you and find out what you're about.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I'm not really a big fan of interviews. I just want to go inside the locker room and get ready and go home to my family. But, yeah, it felt great.
Going to sign more autographs now. People are going to have Asiata jerseys. They're going to be drafting you on your fantasy team. They're going to follow you on Twitter, all those things. You got to get used to that.
I know, right? I don't know. People don't really notice my face, you know, just with the helmet on and with the numbers. You know, once I take my helmet, they don't know me. But, you know, it doesn't matter to me, you know, just as long as we get those wins.
The Vikings had a bruising runner with the number 44. You wear number 44. That was Chuck Foreman's number. He was a great running back for us. Why do you wear 44? Is there a story behind it, or was it what was issued to you when you got here? What's the deal with that?
It was just a family number. You know, growing up. I was number 4 in high school, college. I'm the 4th child in our family.
Cool.
Yeah, and you know, the 4 just stayed in our family.
How would you if someone asked Matt Asiata, give a self-scouting report, what kind of player is Matt Asiata? Describe it to us.
You know, just a downhill runner, good pass blocker, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, to help you know, the quarterbacks, you know, get down the field with the ball. And I don't know.
I got another thing to add.
Yeah.
We can play on special teams, can't we?
Yeah. Special teams is where I started from.
Yeah.
Special teams, you know, my Coach Preef, you know, believed in me. You know, I can't thank him enough. You know, special teams was fun. It's still fun, you know. Even if that's my role this week, you know, with AP and them, I'm glad to be back on special teams.
I mean, it's for a lot of guys, that's either how they stay in the league for their entire careers, or it's how they start their career is on special teams. Do you play – how many different phases do they play you in on special teams?
All 4 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You know, versatility. The more you can do for a team, it keeps you around, and then it provides an opportunity for you. You're a special teams player for most of the season, but we need a starting running back, and they plug you in.
Yeah, anything I can, you know, I can do to, you know, to help the team, you know, just get those wins.
So we're coming up on the end of the season. Got 2 more games. What do you like to do in the offseason in between workouts? And you're going to have to come back to Winter Park eventually for the offseason program, but what do you think you'll do in the meantime?
Just hang out with my wife.
Yeah?
Yeah, she, you know, she's been at home just hanging out, waiting for the kids to get out of school.
Yeah.
You know, just being home, you know, for the rest of the day with her and just hanging out.
Are you guys going to be crazy and stay in Minnesota, or are you going to go somewhere warm?
We're going to stay in Minnesota. My kids are going to
be crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be crazy cold. We're going to stay in the house. But just know that I'm home for the rest of the day. We'll be good.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on the great game on Sunday. And thanks for joining us. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Hand off. Asiata spurts through. Touchdown! A day to remember for Matt Asiata. A 3-touchdown day for Matt Asiata. And it's 47-30 Vikings. Matt Asiata right on, man.